I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The dairy industry doesn't have a monopoly on milking machines. If I Stay tries to squeeze every last drop of feeling from the plight of its teenage heroine, Mia. She's played by Chloe Grace Moretz. Mia finds herself caught in limbo between life and death after surviving, although barely, a terrible crash on a snow-covered Oregon highway during a family outing. Surveying the accident scene as an ethereal wraith, she can see the loved ones she's lost. She can also see her own body lying comatose in the intensive care unit of a Portland hospital. What she must decide now in the face of her loss is whether to stay among the living. What young audiences will decide soon is whether the movie's many moments of genuine tenderness can survive the insistent silliness of Mia's out-of-body excursions. She's a busybody wraith, chasing around the hospital to keep tabs on herself, her friends, and her extended family while the narrative keeps flashing back to the life she may be leaving. The supernatural element came from the popular young adult novel of the same name by Gail Forman, and it's been the basis of countless screen entertainments, from Topper through Beetlejuice to Ghost. But serious drama is trickier. You may remember an unlovely movie called The Lovely Bones. A fantasy device may work for readers who are free to imagine their own versions of what's going on, but the same device can be gigglesome for audiences confronted with the film's prefab literalism. At its best, If I Stay evokes the importance of friendship, the warmth of family, and the urgency of adolescent love. Jamie Blackley's Adam, Mia's boyfriend, has some of the film's stronger scenes, although the strongest may be a heartfelt speech by that sly old pro Stacy Keach. He plays Mia's grandfather. Still, the production as a whole is awfully clumsy, and Chloe Moretz, who's only 17, needs more help than she gets from the first-time feature director, R.J. Cutler. So does Mia stay or go? Let's just say that she's a child of her generation with an unshakable sense of empowerment. Never mind what God or random chance may have in store for her. I'm running the show, she declares toward the end. Deathless words from a near-death decider. When I was a kid, I loved the road movies of Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, The Road to Morocco, The Road to Rio, and the like. Now, with Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon in The Trip to Italy, we may have the makings of a trip series. This follow-up to their 2010 comedy, The Trip, has them doing what they did in the original, except in Italy rather than England, traveling around the countryside, eating fancy food, and riffing on celebrity voices. It's very funny and slightly serious, and the impressions are mostly sensational. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW week after next with my roundup of this year's Telluride Film Festival.